Lockmuller Group is an employee-owned, full-service civil engineering and environmental consulting firm with 13 offices throughout the Midwest. For over 40 years, Lockmuller Group has been committed to improving the quality of life for Indiana municipal governments through thoughtful, actionable planning and engineering services. Visit Lock Group, LOCHGRUP.com to learn more. Welcome to AIM Hometown Innovations Podcast. This podcast is designed to offer insights, best practices, and innovative solutions for the challenges facing Hoosier cities and towns. Each edition will offer ideas and inspiration while showcasing the talent and commitment of Indiana's local leaders. Enjoy the program.
Hello, I'm Matt Greller with AIM, and welcome to the AIM Hometown Innovations Podcast. Today, we're talking about our younger population and excited to have two experts here to help us do just that from the Indiana After School Network. We have Brent Wake, Vice President of Engagement, and Derek Carnes, Senior Director of Communications. Brent, Derek, welcome to the podcast. Appreciate you joining us.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Happy to be here.
Maybe let's start just with a little bit of background on the two of you, and then maybe a little bit about the After School Network and what it is and why it's important here in the state of Indiana.
Yeah, sounds good. So my name is Brent Wake, and you already mentioned my title, so thank you. But my background really comes from, and the reason I wanted to engage in this conversation comes from my experience working with a municipality, as well as with the working with the federal government and connected to local municipalities. And so I spent the first part of my career working for the United States Senate in one of our regional offices in Northeast Indiana. And part of my role was connecting with local governments to kind of try to address, bring partners together to address key issues that we're facing, those municipalities. And right after that, I began working for the mayoral administration of Mayor Tom Henry up in Fort Wayne, and again working with the community to try to address key issues that we're facing it as the legislative and business liaison up there. So I was thrilled to come over to IAN to address an issue that was important to me. And that is out of school time and serving our youth. But before we get into the work of the Indiana After School Network, I'll let Derek share a little bit about himself.
Yeah, so my name is Derek Carnes. I'm the Senior Director of Communications at IAN. I've been with the organization for just over 5 years now. So this was my first job really in the nonprofit sector. I had worked in communications and also kind of data for a couple of larger companies in the Indianapolis area. But, you know, as I learned a little bit about the organization and about the mission, there was a lot of great people working here. We had a lot of great support from the board at the time and still do. And, I kind of just fell in love with the space and I've been here ever since.
So Derek is one of the older heads here at Indiana After School Network. I only joined about 2 years ago, but the organization itself has been around for over 20 years. IAN began in 2001 as a grassroots efforts of school districts and after school providers, supported by the Indiana Department of Education. By 2007, the organization had engaged a diverse group of leaders to obtain funding from national and local foundations, from corporate sponsors, and several Indiana government entities. We are 501c3, and we now have thousands of partners across the field of education, youth development, business, government, faith-based and community organizations in Indiana and nationally. And the organization, really what we do is you can kind of divide it into sort of five key areas. We support programs, out-of-school time programs, and by out-of-school time, we mean basically before school, after school, and those that run through the summer. We support them by establishing standards and best practices, and we help the providers of those programs measure and increase successes with quality tools, including robust professional development systems and program self-assessments. Well, we strive to ensure equitable access to quality OST programs for all Hoosier youth and families. And then we build relationships with state and national legislators and public officials to advocate for out-of-school time program funding and resources. And we aim to facilitate reciprocal engagement amongst IAN and the out-of-school time field, as well as bringing the field together across the state with key partners in government, universities, faith-based community, and so on. And then, of course, perhaps one of the events that we're most known for across the field is our annual Summit on Out-of-School Learning. It's the premier conference designed exclusively for providers, and it brings together youth programs, schools, community partners to connect, to learn new ideas, and to access valuable resources and celebrate best practices. Derek, did I miss anything there?
Maybe the only thing that I would add is, you know, we do a lot of work one-on-one with after-school professionals themselves, the pros that work in the programs. You know, we believe that the programming for expanded learning opportunities for kids really isn't possible without the professionals that work there. So we like to try to elevate them in their career by providing educational support, professional development opportunities, just to ensure that we maintain like a great after-school workforce that's capable of continuing the work.
Great overview of what you all do. I guess, you know, we had a municipal election in the fall of 2023, and literally thousands of newly elected folks took office in January. So let's say a small town council president is listening to this and a large city mayor is listening to this, both brand new. What do they, if they reach out to you, how do you help them directly in their communities build some programming around what you all do?
So, yeah, you know, I think that's a great question. We are getting, you know, my team and I are actually meeting with many of these newly elected and established elected and appointed officials across the state. And what we're hearing is that they've got these key issues of community safety, of education improvement, of juvenile justice, these issues that all touch on out of school time. And we tell them the same thing. How can I help you? What resources can we bring to the table to aid you? I think there are a few things. The first is that IAN, as I mentioned, brings together partners, providers, government agencies, different folks in our engagement readings. So we've divided the state into 11 engagement regions, which are consistent with the state's workforce development districts. And that was done for a reason, because we also view out of school time as a workforce development partner. And so these meetings are a great place to connect with out of school time providers and to understand their work and to see what they can bring to bear on municipal administration's priorities. Our regional town halls are a great way to understand the challenges and the opportunities facing the field. So we bring together all of these partners to talk about challenges and opportunities, and to try to identify ways that we can advocate for a positive environment together at the state and federal level. And then, you know, many municipalities run park systems, right? And many park systems are actual parts of the network itself. And so for them, we offer a resource that we call the Locker, that has access to resources, lesson plans, engagement ideas, and connections to other out-of-school time organizations that help strengthen their program quality and further the impact on Hoosier children. Finally, I think the resource that I typically point them to is not one that we have any control over, but history has shown it to be a valuable resource for accomplishing aims related to out-of-school time in municipalities, and that's the Community Development Block Grant. There are a number of municipalities that have brought out of school time partners to the table, either supporting their programs or incorporating them in addressing their community's critical needs.
Appreciate that, Brenna, very much. You know, one of the things I think that municipal leaders, particularly those that are now new into the office, you know, you always want to make sure that the basics are done right. Plowing the streets in the winter, filling the potholes in the springtime, making sure the water and wastewater department are working well. But as we, you know, push even more and more into the space of recruiting people to live in our communities and building quality communities. We talk a lot about childcare. We talk a lot about a variety of things, but this fits, what you all do fits exactly into building a quality community. If you don't have this out of school time covered in your community, you're missing out on one of the amenities you should be offering to your employees. So how do you work with communities to do just that? And what are some good examples that maybe some of the folks listening could learn from?
So I'll start off by saying this. I think that observation, what you've observed, is a recognized challenge within the out of school time field, that businesses want to go to a place where they know that they've got a workforce that's stable and where worries at home are fewer. And that is an issue that we try to address in a number of ways. We know that after school programs help them to keep their jobs because they know that there's a place for their kids to go after school. Additionally, the similar number have said that after school programs provide them peace of mind, just knowing that their children are safe. And so that's why we bring together our partners in these engagement region meetings that I discussed, so that partners can come together and understand what each one is doing to kind of establish a fabric, if you will, for the community, ensuring that the programs are available and that they're strong. But then on the advocacy level, as we connect with local economic development organizations and municipalities around the state, we're trying to ensure that we're on the same page when it comes to public policy, and we advocate with our legislators to help them understand that resources and supports are needed to ensure not only the growth of or strengthening of current out-of-school time programs across the state, but that we have to increase access for our rural communities and underserved urban populations. We have to increase access, or the number of seats that are available. We know that in Indiana, approximately 8 million kids are participating in out-of-school time programs, but we know that there are far more out there that are still waiting for seats. And parents of children who would enroll their kids in these programs if they were available. So two ways in which we're working. The short answer is the engagement meetings, working to bring partners together to address critical issues at their local level, but then also working on the state and federal level on the advocacy front to help increase support and access to out-of-school time programming.
Yeah, I would say, I think the big thing that we'd like municipal leaders and leaders of municipal agencies to understand is that out of school time and folks that run local expanded learning opportunities in local communities, they are a resource themselves. Municipal leaders can come to our website, which is indianaafterschool.org, if you'd like to read more about the benefits of out of school time programming. A lot of different organizations have done studies on how out-of-school time programming can support just better futures for kids, how it promotes academic growth. It can help inspire kids to get interested in future careers. And of course, like Brent mentioned, it also supports working families. Folks who work two or three jobs or going back to school themselves to provide for their families, they need flexible, affordable options that happen outside of the school day. And out-of-school time programs can be there to help families balance work, balance life in general. So if municipal leaders would like to learn more about the benefits of OST, we have a lot of research on our website about that. And just knowing, I think, there's not a one-size-fits-all approach. I think that every community is a little bit different. And they're going to have different resources that they're able to tap into. But I think the out-of-school time programming is a major resource that often goes overlooked.
I need a quick clarification. I had talked about 8 million kids in enrolled in after-school or out-of-school time programming. And I think, reflecting back, I said Indiana. That's actually across the nation. 8 million kids enrolled in out of school time programming. But the other thing that I wanted to point out is when we talked about the waiting list, for every one child, this is Indiana specific, for every one child enrolled in an out of school time program, there are three more waiting to get in.
Appreciate that, Britt. Also you, Derek. Sometimes I guess we see municipal leaders make this mistake and think, most of the individuals taking advantage of these types of programs are not of voting age, right? So why is it still important that we engage these folks? What are some of the long-term outcomes of not of engaging them directly and then also not engaging them? What happens there?
So that's a great question. Yeah, many of the kids, of course, who benefit from these out-of-school time programs, with the exception of maybe voting age high school students in these programs, they're just not, they don't vote, but their parents do. Okay. And so out-of-school time is a workforce issue, really on two fronts. One, we're supporting the workforce, the parents who need places for their kids to go so that they can focus on their jobs, be productive citizens without having to worry about the safety of their children. Also, for attracting businesses to the to support the local economy, supporting out of school time issues shows community members that there is a care for ensuring that folks have jobs, and shows them that local governments are doing what they can to help attract, at least on this issue, to help attract new businesses and to support existing businesses. But out of school time also supports workforce development from another front. We tend to think, when we think of out of school time, of learning enrichment. We tend to think of academic support. But there are a number of out of school time programs across the state that are developing the future workforce, right? Not just by giving them some of the soft skills that they need, but I think of programs like the YMCA, I'm sorry, like the Boys and Girls Club of Northeast Indiana, that are working to provide hard skills, working partnered with the business community to provide hard skills that are going to support that the business community in that area. So local out of school time programs are supporting local businesses and local economies right now.
Appreciate it. Derek, this is for you and maybe a little bit of clarification for our audience. You know, I think when I introduced you at the beginning of the podcast today, I said you're both from the Indiana After School Network, but you guys are both being very good about talking about out of school time. So it's not just after school, right? It's throughout the morning, it's in the evenings, it's after school directly. Can you talk a little bit about that messaging?
Yeah, that's right. So the way that we define out-of-school time programming, and out-of-school time programming is the catch-all term that we use to describe it, but it's basically regularly scheduled, structured, supervised activities where learning opportunities take place outside of the traditional school day. So these programs could occur before school, after school, on weekends, or during a holiday break. Out of school time programming could be anything from an after school chess club to a sleepaway summer camp to the local YMCA or your town's parks and recreation department.
That makes a lot of sense. Appreciate the clarification. All right, last question. Appreciate you both joining our podcast today. I get a call this afternoon from a municipal official in Northern Indiana. What's the number one resource I should direct them to within your organization?
Take that. I would say pointing them toward probably regional engagement in some way.
Yeah, I think it depends on their focus. If they're looking to enhance the quality of the programs like their parks department is offering, I think that this is what we call My IEN, and it offers a host of resources, including the locker that I talked about today, practical tools that can be used to improve their programs. And, you know, once they would sign up on our website for My IAN, they'd be connected with one of our associate directors of quality initiatives that would be able to partner with them and help them step by step along the way. But if their priority is to connect with their out-of-school time community, many of whom I imagine, you know, we have great elected officials across the state. They're probably already connected, but if they're looking for new ways to connect, new ideas to connect our engagement team, and as Derek noted, the regional engagement meetings that we host, and they would connect with our associate director of engagement, Liz Healy, to get connected to those and start participating.
I appreciate it. Britt, Derek, thanks for joining us. Thanks for talking to us about the Indiana After School Network. We look forward to working with you in the future in a more robust way than we have so far, but excited about what that holds, and appreciate you once again joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. We're excited about the work ahead.